I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, March 19th. Ohio is now on track to ban all intoxicating hemp Friday, including hemp-infused THC and CBD beverages. A repeal effort by some hemp businesses and distributors says it fell short on the signatures needed for the ballot. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
March 19th was the deadline to slow roll measures in Senate Bill 56 from going into effect. Petition circulators with Ohioans for Cannabis Choice needed to collect more than 248,000 valid signatures. A spokesperson says they ran out of time. Republican House Speaker Matt Huffman says he's not shocked the repeal effort won't go any further.
I don't think it was viable from a financial standpoint for them to referend that bill. And I think they've realized that.
Ohioans haven't overturned a law through a statewide referendum since 2011. Several breweries and businesses that make and sell hemp-infused beverages, like 50 West Brewing, have also sued over SB 56. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
It's fish fry season, and Montgomery County Environmental Services wants to remind residents that grease does not belong in drains. Many households and restaurants are serving up fried fish and seafood meals in observance of Lent. Montgomery County Environmental Services warns that when grease enters sewer systems, it can harden and build up in pipes. This can cause blockages, leading to expensive clogs, backups, and potential system failures. That's why grease shouldn't go into sinks, toilets, or drains. Here's what to do with cooking grease step by step. First, after cooking with oils or fats, allow the grease to cool and solidify. Put the cooled grease into a container, such as an empty milk carton, coffee can, or jar. Then, once the container is full, throw it out. A new fire station has opened in Springfield, and reporter Evelyn Husband has the details.
A new fire station has opened in Springfield. Fire Station 5 is the newest of three new stations in Springfield in the past couple of years. The city of Springfield estimates the cost for this station to be about $6 million. City leaders say the location will speed up response times for people on the west side of Springfield. Jacob King is the Springfield Fire Chief. He says each of the three new stations was built with community partnership in mind.
Equipped with modern firefighting technology and built to support the demands of today's emergency service and response environment, Station 5 does represent that continued commitment to readiness, safety, and service.
Station 5 will serve as the official home of Box 27, a volunteer organization that provides aid to the fire department.
And that was reporter Evelyn Husband. Two fire departments in Preble County received close to $100,000 from the Small County Volunteer Fire Department grant program. It was created to support equipment purchases, facility upgrades, and enhance firefighter training. Gasper Township Fire and EMS will receive $50,000, while Shawnee Fire District will receive about $48,000. The program awarded nearly $8 million to 190 departments across 49 counties in Ohio. Starting this fall, Ohio and its county governments are on the hook for millions more in costs to administer SNAP, that's food assistance for low-income Americans. That's thanks to the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, which adjusted the federal to state cost share calculations to account for its tax cuts. As State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports, more big changes may be on the horizon for SNAP in Ohio.
Ohio's looking at SNAP administrative shortfalls of more than $50 million this next fiscal year. The Ohio House has advanced legislation to cover all its additional costs and some of counties' additional costs. But GOP House Finance Chair Brian Stewart says eventually he believes the state should take over administration of SNAP altogether.
Because it makes no sense when the state is going to be on the hook for a potential penalty to have no control over the apparatus that actually determines what that error rate is.
Right now, Ohio is one of only 10 states that delegates administering SNAP to its counties. One Democratic lawmaker says the state hasn't laid any groundwork to take over, nor should it. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Look for some sun today, clouds as well, a high in the low 60s. Looks like we'll have nice temperatures for Friday and the weekend, a taste of spring once again. Highs on Friday and Saturday near 70, highs in the 70s on Sunday, but cooling down for the beginning of next week. And this weekend, too, by the way, will be dry. And that's WISO Today for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Mike Fraser.